Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 9th, episode 720, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Happy Friday, everyone. It is nice to be back here in Phoenix, Arizona, sort of, because it's like you said, Glenn, it's cooled off to like 108 today, but at least I'm home safe and sound. The baby made it traveling back and forth across the country. He is definitely a pilot's son, Glenn. Yes, because... You know, when we were going to fly, I called my pediatrician. I asked everybody for advice. Like, you know, you don't want to be that guy with the screaming baby on the flight. And we've all heard the screaming baby on the flight. So they said the main thing to do is to feed it.
Pump him full of Benadryl?
Yeah, no, you can't do that with a 10-week-old.
Oh, okay.
So you're supposed to feed them when you're taking off and feed them when you're landing, because the reason that they scream is because the pressure changes in their ear. So you want, they don't know to pop their ears, you know, so you want them swallowing when that happens, and it helps their ears. I never knew that. So I fed him when we took off, and then both times when we landed, this is the pilot's son, he slept through the landing. Slept through the entire thing, was not bothered for 5 seconds about being on an airplane. Just not bothered at all. I think the loud noise of the engine was like great white noise for him, and he just crashed. So it was really great. And thankfully, Delta, she's a woman with a child my age, his age, and both flights. Now, granted, I was flying standby, so I chose emptier flights. I got an entire row all the way there and all the way back.
Oh, yeah. That never, ever happens anymore, ever.
You know what? I got to tell you what I did, too, is I was walking down the aisle, and I've got the diaper bag over one shoulder. I've got his baby pillow in one arm, and I've got him, you know, kind of clutched to my chest. And as you're walking down the aisle with an infant, there's a transformation that happens with people. You know, this is not Southwest. It's not like I have an assigned seat, people. But every single one of those people either looked down and to the side like they didn't see me, or you could tell in their face they were like, please, please, please don't sit next to me. Please don't sit
beside
me. Yeah. So everybody looks like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, please. Okay. And then when you walk by them, they're like, oh, God.
Oh, sure.
So I noticed this very, very large, muscular, good-looking African-American man sitting about, you know, halfway down through the plane. And there was somebody, he was in the aisle, and there was somebody on the window, and there was an empty seat in the middle. And he's big, big, broad shoulders. You know, he looks really uncomfortable and coached. And as I'm walking down, I don't know what came over me, but I stopped and I tapped him on the shoulder and I was like, excuse me, I'm in the middle seat. And you would have seen this guy looked at me like I had two heads, and he's like, oh, and he starts to get up, and I was like, Ah, just kidding, dude. I'm just kidding. He looked like he had been deflated like a balloon, and everybody on the entire plane started laughing. I don't know what possessed me. I just was tired of the look that I just thought I should mess with somebody, and he was my target, and it was definitely worth it.
That's funny. Only you would do that.
I don't know why. I was like, excuse me, I'm in the middle there. And he looked up like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, ah, just kidding. I don't even think he laughed. Like, I don't even think he thought it was funny because his heart hadn't stopped beating 100 miles an hour.
And he probably gets that all the time because nobody wants to sit beside that guy either, you know?
Yeah.
When you're in Southwest, you're always watching the people. I thought I was the only one that did this. You're seated first or whatever, and then you're watching the people coming in, and you're going, not that one. Okay, that one. Not that one. Okay, that one. And you're trying to send telepathic messages to the little skinny Asian woman who will pick up half the seat. You know? It's like, you sit there.
Well, on the way back, actually, I wasn't even supposed to have a whole row to myself, but there was so many empty seats on this plane, and I did get the 350-pound guy who sat down. He was like, excuse me, I'm sitting here. And I was like, they told me I would have the whole row. I have an infant. And he's like, well, maybe I'll sit back here and we'll hope, you know, that nobody comes. So he goes a couple rows back and sits off to the side. Yeah, well, I mean, there's... like, from behind me all the way down, there were so many empty seats. There's about five rows. So he sits down in the back, and once the door closed, I jumped up and I ran to the back and I gave him a high five, and I was like, high five, you don't have to sit next to the baby. And I ran back. You got to have a good sense of humor about it, because everybody is dreading you.
Yeah. You're that person again. And you've been that most of your life. But let's talk about your dad. How's he doing? That's the reason you went in the first place.
Well, he's doing a lot better. And I just want to, you know, thank everybody for their, you know, positive comments and their wishes and their prayers. Because he got to go home. He went home on Monday. And granted, he's got doctor's appointments about 10 times a day for, I don't know, the rest of his life.
Probably pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's doing a lot better, and just want to thank everybody for the nice messages on Facebook. I love Facebook. It's so fun because everybody just got in touch with me and sent nice things to say, and it was much appreciated. And my dad, even though he can't, he was kind of laying in his bed, and on, I think it was maybe Saturday or Sunday, you know, after I'd posted some stuff, I actually sat down and read him every single one of the comments that we had on Facebook. And he's like, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's a listener. Oh, that's a listener. That's a listener. And just the outpouring of just kind words from our listeners was really, really, really awesome. And that actually was going to be my daily winning. So I don't have a daily winning because I'm giving it to you now. But you guys, that was so great. And he's like, I almost think that having all these nice comments from the listeners that I was reading, and it was amazing. I'm like, that person's from high school, that person's a listener, that person's from this part of, you know, and you go through all the comments and try to explain where these people come from in your life. And it actually legitimized this job a little bit, I think, Glenn. Wait, people actually listen to
you have
to
friends
your show?
Now?
He's like, you have a lot of listeners. I'm like, you know, I do. This is great. But for him, I think that he thinks his job, I just sit and talk to the wall, you know? So it was great for him to actually kind of realize, even in his morphine-induced state, he was like, huh, there's people that listen to you. So
you know,
thank
is,
you, everybody.
We, I think
thank you.
I think we still go through that, too. You know, we see the numbers. There's over 30,000 listeners that listen to the show every month, but yet, you know, when we see new people pop up or we get emails from people, it just kind of every time that happens to us, and we've been doing this now 5 years, it's our anniversary week, every time that happens to us, it's like, you know, wow, we really do have listeners. It still hits us that way, too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody. There's my daily Winnie, Glenn. So, Jennifer,
what's coming up?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Today, yes, I remember to turn up my volume. Yay me.
Okay, Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition. Horse headlines around every punchline today as our courageous co-host play catch-up, as you have just witnessed. And the world's most famous singing jockey stops by mid-show for an update from his recent sellout concert in Ohio. And finally, the famous Friday exercise in bad marketing, really bad ads, is here to launch us into the weekend. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And my Daily Winnie continues, a tribute to our terrific listeners. My Daily Winnie goes out to our superhero cape-wearing producer, Coach Jen, and all of the listeners who came through this week and really made a difference. We had talked about this on Monday and Friday, where, and I'll just remind everybody of the story, the 75th Annual Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration is coming up in Shelbyville later this month. And, of course, that's the one that has been riddled with problems of soaring and abuse of the horses and all of that. And it came out, they made an announcement, the celebration made an announcement that this T&H distributors down there in Tennessee would be providing a beer for the celebration, and they were pictured in front of a Budweiser truck. Well, Jennifer was the first one to post that on Monday, and it had a ton of shares. And then she encouraged everybody to go over to the Bud page on Facebook and post how upset they were about this. And we saw a ton of our listener names over there posting. And it made a difference because the Roy Exum is the one that started it in the Chattanooga newspaper with a column he had, and that's the one we played off of. Well, apparently Roy heard back from a Lisa Wesser, who is a representative from Anheuser-Busch, and she responded to him, and Roy posted yesterday that what Lisa said. And Lisa said, Budweiser is definitely not a sponsor of the upcoming 75th blah, blah, blah. Apparently horse advocates from across the country are complaining to the beer giant after the distributor that represents Anheuser-Busch became a sponsor without the brewer's knowledge. And if you remember right, Jennifer, on Wednesday's show, I said, I'm going to tell everybody how this is coming down. The social media person on their Facebook page went, what is going on here?
Yes.
And they contacted somebody in public relations, and the public relations person said to their compadres in the office, I have no idea what anybody is talking about. All these horse people are bitching on our page. And she went up the line, and it went up and up, and then what happened is they finally figured out and read the article and figured out what was going on, and then they apparently did call the distributor and were assured that there would be no Budweiser products or any signs or anything that would mention the King of Beers or the Clydesdales at this show. However, they did say that other Anheuser-Busch products probably would be there, so it wasn't a total win, this situation. And I love this last statement she made. And Jamie, you've been in radio, and you understand public relations. Why would you put this in the email to the author of this article, the newspaper guy? We have a great number of people who are pulled away from important roles they perform at Anheuser-Busch. We are anxious to have this mistake corrected as soon as possible.
My God. We basically... to me, that says, y'all, I'm tired of this crap. Leave it alone. I'm done.
Yes.
But that just goes to show you how responsive the horse community was in rallying around this and how much we all hate those crappy people who do that to those horses. And, you know, to call it a celebration is just an embarrassment. And I love the fact that they basically had to stop the presses at Budweiser. Stop the presses. We got to fix this. I sent a message to Budweiser and informed them that I would not be drinking Bud Light Lime anymore if they continued to support this whole thing. So I guess I can have another Bud Light Lime here and there because it looks like they're not involved in it. But the way that guy's article is like, first of all, the article that he wrote about Budweiser being a sponsor, I thought like the Clydesdales were dead or something. I mean, you know how that...
yeah. Well, He is a big, apparently down there at that local paper, which is the local paper down there for where the show is held. He is a strong supporter in getting this thing shut down, or, you know, the new law passed and that kind of thing. So,
yeah. Well, it just goes to show you how many people hate it. And there is not one, and I'm sure this guy, Glenn, could attest to that. There is no reason to be serving alcohol to these trashy people. It's just an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, it did make me realize, too, just what, to follow up what you said earlier, you know, how many listeners come out and how many of our listeners really did make this happen. They really did. And I'm not taking full credit for it because obviously others picked it up after, but it was pretty evident that even a little show like ours can make a difference, and that's a great thing. I mean, that's a really, really good thing.
I think the true victory here is that Budweiser's not going to do a thing about it this year. There's not much they can do legally. They stated that they're not supporting it personally, yada, yada, yada. But when you get giant corporations like Anheuser-Busch to notice things like the Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration and its soaring issues, that's what makes the difference, because the Anheuser-Busches of the world are the ones that hold the purse strings of the politicians in America. So score one for us.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing it did, too, is it just brought to light and really slapped in the face this celebration again, very publicly. So, I mean, you know, that is another good thing that happened. Otherwise, we might have just totally ignored it, you know, or mentioned that it's coming up, and that would have been it. Here, you know, we've been blasting it for a week, so it did that, too.
Did you
do them any favors.
Now, did you happen to see, I don't know if this news, this was big news, too, as far as controversial things, that there was a fire set by arson in New Mexico at the slaughterhouse they're trying to reopen?
No, I didn't see that.
I got to find that news story because it was like one of the things I'm like, yay! Okay, here it is. This is on Fox News. A New Mexico company seeking to convert its cattle plant to a horse slaughterhouse may have been the target of arson. Somebody went in and they burned their refrigeration units and damage them, so they're unable to be open. Apparently, the department's fire officials are investigating the blaze and have not yet determined the cause, but he called the fire very, very suspicious. And this is part of Valley Meat Company, and they damaged the refrigeration units, and the fire appears to have been deliberately set. So,
of course, we don't condone arson or violence. Just saying.
Yes, we do.
Where were you the night of?
Yeah, exactly. I had nothing to do with it, but I am sure as heck fire proud of the person who did. So, I mean, allegedly did.
I did a spot of digging about the companies who owned that proposed plant, and one of the owners of that plant, or management, but I think it's the owners, actually got that whole ball rolling to start that plant back in 2010, I'm pretty sure, by way of a government grant.
There you go.
Which I thought was interesting, yeah. And they started working on getting this plant open 2 years before it was legal. So they knew right all, you know, this wasn't something that somebody suddenly said, oh, what a brilliant idea. Let's open a plant and slaughter horses. No, this has been a very long-term plan, and they've already got as many politicians as they need in their pocket. So we need to keep harping on it.
Yeah, don't let it go.
I'll tell you, there's another victory over the last couple of days, too, and this was brought out by this is the last serious story we'll do today. But this was brought out by the Cloud Foundation, and, you know, they're doing another roundup out in Nevada, a helicopter roundup. They're trying to round up 700 horses this time off of one of the reservations there. And it came out that secretly the U.S. Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, were going to, instead of putting these horses in pens and doing what they usually do, they were going to give the horses, let me clarify this. The Department of Agriculture is not allowed to send horses to slaughter. That was by the 1971 Free Roaming Horses and Burro Act. But what they can do is give the horses to somebody to get them to slaughter. And that's what they were going to do in this case. Take the 700 horses. They were giving them to an Indian group. And that Indian group was going to sell the horses to slaughter. So this came out, the Cloud Foundation found out about it, which is a group that is out there to protect the wild horses. And they got so much crap about it that the Department of Agriculture has now even postponed the roundup. So we're waiting to hear, the update is we just got word from New Mexico Congressman, Michelle Lugin, Chrisman's office, that her chief of staff met with the U.S. Forest Service and was informed that controversial roundup is postponed. It was made clear to the USFS that they need to give the public any opportunity to discuss this action. So there is the public reaching out again and causing some. So a lot of good things that we did this week as horse people.
Good. That's great. That's fantastic. Good job,
well,
everybody.
Well, let's get on. Let's get on to more fun news today, and that is we have named our pony officially. We're going to keep him because he's turning out to be a real sweetheart. For a Hackney, he's just been more than
really?
We could ask for. Yeah, he really is. We've been ground driving. He's doing great. Jennifer's going to post the current picture of him. We haven't posted one in a couple weeks. He's starting to look like a little horse now. And on the Table Scoop show yesterday, Helena and I were trying to pick out a name because we have this thing that we have to use Muppet names for our horses. Well, Helena said PT is kind of cool because it's where he started, you know, poor thing. So we need to go PT something. Well, Jennifer heard it from the other studio, came running in and said, I have the name. Because PT is not, he's not fast. We have to really move him along. He's kind of a slowpoke for a Hackney. And that may change as he gets fat and happy. But he's just kind of pokey. So, the original idea was to call him PT Cruiser, and I didn't like that because we actually owned a PT Cruiser that the engine blew up at 90,000 miles, and I have bad memories of that. So PT Cruiser is out, and it's not a Muppet name. So she came up with the perfect Muppet name. It's PT Scooter. And Scooter was a little orange guy with the big eyeballs that was the helper, you know, backstage. And he kind of has that personality. You know, Scooter was kind of just blah, 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 fun and loving. And that's the way this pony is. So now his name is PT Scooter.
Oh, I love it. Are you going to call him PT or call him Scooter?
We might just call him Scoot. We'll see.
I love it.
We'll have to see what comes out. And it's ironic because we also have Beaker. Our other horse is named Beaker after the orange character, you know, with the big hair. Beaker and Scooter were made by the same puppeteer. Richard Hunt made them both. So that kind of is just an ironic sort of thing. But Yep, and Jennifer's going to post the current picture of him right now on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning.
Well, he's definitely the luckiest pony in the world coming from where he came from to you. And again, I'm still so proud of you for not picking the fat and glossy pony, but picking the starving, malnourished, needing some groceries and love one. I'm proud of you.
Well, it's fun. He's a good little guy, and we're really liking him. So far, he hasn't made a wrong turn. Now, I haven't put a cart behind him, so we'll let you know after that how that goes when that day finally comes.
Yeah, but, we'll see how that goes. That's our might news. Be PT with some other S word.
Nice.
A couple other things here that are in the news. Speaking of ponies, this is one of the things we like to go over and watch when we were in Kentucky, is the USEF Pony Finals are underway at the Kentucky Horse Park right now. They have 600 of the top ponies in the United States are there in competition for the 2013 U.S. Pony Finals. They're ridden by young riders from all across the country in hunter, jumper, and equitation classes. It is always fun to go over there on Pony Week because some of them are just the cutest things you've ever seen. And they're all there, and the kids are all excited, and there's a good energy at the horse park when the ponies are there. It's just so much fun. You've owned ponies. You know what that's about.
I do, yeah. And what a great summer at the Kentucky Horse Park. Between Pony Finals and Briarfest, I mean, is there anything cuter than Briarfest? So you've got
right.
the Briarfest, and then a month later, the Pony Finals. Oh, adorable.
Yep, definitely. It was a lot of fun. Hey, I have to read something to you that I saw that I thought was interesting, and this was done by Michelle. I think it's our Michelle from thehorse.com wrote this, because this was on thehorse.com, and everybody is going to relate to this. It's titled "An Open Letter to Drivers Who Aren't Horse People." Jamie, you're going to love this.
Oh boy!
Have you read this yet?
No.
All right, here we go. Dear drivers, my most valued possession is inside the trailer behind my pickup. If you can just hear Michelle. You know it's her doing this. He stepped into that rolling steel box because I asked him, and he trusts me. He is a living, breathing creature, and all 1,200 pounds of him are precociously balanced on four tiny hooves as my truck and trailer wind down the road. My horse is not a boat or camp trailer, and I cannot stop quickly or turn sharply without risking his safety and even his life. Know that I will do just about anything to avoid hitting the brakes with the horse in my trailer. However, if your Suburban is hidden in the blind spot behind my two-horse trailer and I do have to stop suddenly, and you're too close to stop without ending up on the trailer with my horse. When making those wide turns, I need them to prevent my horse from scrambling. Please give me room and time to turn. And that large distance between my rig and the car in front of me, it might look like enough room to fit three sedans bumper to bumper, but it's actually the distance I need to stop safely and without my horse falling.
Amen, sister.
Those times when we're headed up the mountain pass, my speed is as fast as I can go. My foot has the accelerator pressed to the floor, and no matter how hard you try, your Honda can't push us up the hill. I promise I'll move to the right lane when it becomes available, or I'll pull over if I find a safe spot in the shoulder. But until then, please back off. You should know I started driving a truck and horse trailer while still on a learner's permit. Years of experience means I can back a rig around a tight corner up or down a hill and around a road. And if you need someone to hook up your flatbed in one try or drive the U-Haul when you move, I'm your gal. But if you park me in with only 3 feet to spare at a breakfast restaurant during summer, I'm stuck until you move, and my horse is really hot inside the metal box. Lastly, my rig weighs 3 tons, and that much weight prevents me from swerving. When you pass me going 65 up the hill and on a blind corner, you don't just put my horse at risk. Your driving threatens the lives of the oncoming driver, my passenger, me, you, and everyone else in the cars behind us. So the next time you see a horse trailer, assume an animal's in there. Please give the rig some space and offer some patience. By driving safely, we'll all get where we're going.
Amen, sister. My gosh, that says it incredibly well. I wish I could hand all those out to drivers.
I know.
Because I just hate it when you're, like, say you're going up a hill, and there's only one lane, and it goes to split to two lanes. Well, before you can even get in the right lane, cars start passing you on the right. They swerve into the new right lane, go around you, and then you've got some space in between you and the car in front of you, and people always pile in front of in that. I'm like, I left that room there for a reason.
I know.
Go away.
And it happens all the time on highways. And then what happens is you have to slow down more. And you keep slowing down more because people keep getting in front of you and filling that space. And it's just like, oh, man.
And
I'll tell you what.
Bumper to bumper traffic, sorry, one more thing. It's just exhausting when you're trying to create that much space, and any space at all, people duck into. I'm like, you're going to get rear-ended by this giant truck and trailer. That's what's going to happen if you guys keep jumping in front of me. But they do. Nobody listens.
Now, you've driven two-horse trailers, bumper pulls, and goosenecks or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
And when I first started to learn to drive, when Jennifer was teaching me, you know, to drive the trailer, one of the things I always found disconcerting and nerve-wracking, to say the least, is we lived along Route 81 in Pennsylvania, and it is the home of all the truck stops that are going, all the trucks that go into the Northeast go through Carlisle, Pennsylvania at some point. So when you get on 81, it is nothing but trucks. and they're all doing 60 miles an hour. And when they pass you and you got a bumper pull, that trailer just, you know, moves a little. I always found that the most disconcerting thing ever. It's like, even with the sway bars on there, your trailer just moves a little. And I know it's not going anywhere, but boy, I don't know if I'm the only one that was bothered by that.
No, excuse me. That's scary, but you know what? Because I have that trailer cam that I got.
Yeah.
So just so you guys know, in a straight load, hitting the brakes is a big deal. But when you've got any sort of a slant load trailer, hitting the brakes, the horses, you don't even see them look up. When you have to hit the brakes, I always look at the camera and I'm like, well, are they okay? The horses don't bother at all when you hit the brakes. But when you make a swerving motion, like you have it, there's a tire in the road and you have to swerve around it or something like that, any sort of swerve or turning fast sends them about sideways. So it's probably opposite of that because I don't have it in my straight load. But slamming on the brakes in a straight load probably hurts the horses. But when you make a turn, it's probably not that big a deal. So just keep that in mind when you have, depending on whatever trailer you have. If you have to hit the brakes and you've got a slant load, they're going to be okay. But dear God, don't make a turn fast. Because then they
right.
go, ah!
Right, exactly.
Just what I've learned.
Well, let's
from
take a break.
Trailer can.
Frankie is going to be joining us, Frankie Lovato, talking about how camp went, Jockey Camp. And we had helped him raise a little bit of money to get some more of the prospective jockeys there. And we're going to hear from him in just a minute. But first, we have to take a break for this Nutrition Minute from Kentucky Performance Products. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a yeast, a type of probiotic. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it benefits your horse's digestive tract in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of something called brush broader membrane enzymes that are found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut where they can ferment and cause imbalances that lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advance, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advance contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advance is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, and you can also follow Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good stuff over there. And we want to thank Kentucky Performance Products, that being that this is our five-year anniversary week for the Horse Radio Network as a whole. Kentucky Performance Products has been with us since almost the beginning. I think it's like 4.5 years. So we really do appreciate all the support they have given us throughout the years. They're one of our most terrific sponsors, and we can't thank Karen and the gang over there enough. Thank you. Thank you, Kentucky Performance Products. A couple of weeks ago, we helped Frankie Lovato get some people listening to his concert he did in his backyard, trying to raise money to get some more kids over to the Jockey World Camp he puts on every year up there in Ohio. And we thought we'd have Frankie back to find out how camp went and what exactly happened. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Glenn, and I believe Jamie's there as well.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, Jamie. Nice to hear your voice again. And how's motherhood?
Motherhood is awesome and exhausting all at the same time.
Just like Jockey Thanks. Camp, I can imagine.
yours is probably more exhausting. How'd it go?
It was great. It was really great. And thank you guys so much for your support. And Glenn, you know, I did that. That actually went pretty well. My little online concert we did on our Jackie World radio show. We raised about $650, which
woohoo!
Yeah, which definitely we got another student sponsored, and it did its job. So and thank you for your support with that. It ended up being a lot of fun.
Well, it sounded like fun, you know. And you know, I know it wasn't easy to. I know the system we use, Blog Talk, which is what you were using, is not always the easiest thing to get good sound to come out of. Our regular listeners know that.
Right.
So I know what kind of challenges you had. Yet it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I did that all through speakerphone, which was. I mean, there was no technology behind this whatsoever. It was on speakerphone. I had got a long telephone wire and put my speakerphone in the yard in front of where the people were. We had live audience as well, and it actually sounded pretty decent.
Wow.
So it was hilarious. So I mean, if you think, you know, if anybody out there thinks that we are all high tech and we have all these different special microphones and equipment, then no, it was my phone on speakerphone in the middle of the yard.
Frankie,
so.
let's be honest. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that at all. Either one of these shows. We're just glad we don't get cut off.
Yeah. I tell you, many times, and you guys probably run into this too. Like you ask someone to be a guest, and they're like, "Well, how do I get there?" You know, it's like, no, this is all done by telephone.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We go through that too. So, tell us about Jockey World Camp. What happened, and were there some funny moments? You know, give us a rundown of what did the kids end up doing while they're there.
Well, you know that the funny part is, and I'm constantly guilty for saying it too. I say the kids. The average age was 21 this year.
Wow.
So yeah, we
young
had many young adults that attended, and. And it's not just for anyone that wants to be jockeys. It's for anyone that wants to learn more about the industry. And we actually had quite a few interesting attendees this year that, you know, thought about the idea of maybe becoming exercise riders or working in media at some level. But I got to tell you, the highlight was I do these goofy games. And it's just for fun, but there is something behind it. There's a lesson to be learned behind every one of my silly games that we do out on the racetrack. But we have, you've heard of the Bouncy Ball Derby, right, that I do?
Yeah.
Those are those hippity-hop balls, and we actually have races on them. We have a steeplechase. And, well, this year I came up with the idea that we have to have the Midnight Derby, and it's completely dark. And everybody puts on those glow necklaces, you know?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I'm telling you, it was pee your pants hilarious. All you could see is you can't see the people, you can't see the bouncy balls, you could just see the glow things bouncing up and down and falling all over the racetrack. That was probably the highlight of camp.
Wow.
Besides all the learning, of course, but.
The but highlight of learning, spending time with kids, you know, getting them interested, and that. That's great.
Well, we
That's
watch
great.
Traditionally on Saturday night we have a movie night, and it's called it's a movie. It's like a documentary about Lafitte Penkai, one of the most outstanding characters in racing ever. Besides being one of the world's winningest jockeys, his character and his story is amazing. And the DVD is called All About Winning, and we watch it every year. Traditionally, this is our fifth year. And it still chokes me up, you know, and it still inspires me. And it's not so much that it inspires you like, oh, I want to do this. It inspires you like, you know, it really makes you step back and look at your, can I do this? It really shows what's involved, and the dedication and discipline and the danger. So that's.
Now,
go ahead, Jamie.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt. Where can I get that video? That sounds awesome. I mean, he's just such an incredible person, and his story's so great. I'd love to watch that.
Yeah.
It called again?
It's called All About Winning, and you could find it on Amazon.com. That's the easiest place to find it, at least for
me.
I'm
writing this down right now. Sounds good.
Yeah, Lafitte is Laffite, And then Pincay is P-I-N-C-A-Y.
Yep.
And it is definitely something to watch, and I never get tired of watching it. And there's actually a small clip in there, Jamie, where they're breaking out of the gates from the Belmont Stakes in 1982, and I'm in it.
No
oh,
way!
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of funny, right? I have to stop the movie and say, okay, everybody, this is me. I swear I did this. I was somebody.
Oh, for a moment. There's some funny now. Where did you finish up in that Belmont?
Fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you remember that? By
well,
the
it's
way.
The
How
Belmont. You remember those. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
The Belmont Stakes. And actually, I collared. He was on Conquistador Cielo. I collared him at the half-a-mile pole, and I thought for a second, hey, I got a shot. And then just as soon as I said that, my horse started to flatten out, and I got passed by others.
Four others,
to be precise.
Well, that's great. That's cool that kind of be able to legitimize it to everybody because, you know, they don't see you. They're not seeing you riding, and they're also young now. They're like kids at this point, and so mm-hmm. maybe they didn't see you. That's awesome. Oh, I'm going to look for that, too.
Yeah, I do. I highly recommend it. And one of the other highlights I just thought of is Mike Smith, who you guys know has always been a supporter of Jockey Camp and Jockey World and also a sponsor. We were able to call him just before he rode Palace Malice in the Jim Dandy. And then, of course, he went on to win the race. But that was also the looks on the students'
How
faces.
How cool for those kids to get that done. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty neat. We called him just as he was in the jockey's room and getting ready to ride Palace Malice. So we just wanted to wish him luck, and so everybody was like, oh, that was so cool. And then we watched it on TV. You get to watch it on TV, so bam.
So
that's really neat.
How much, Frankie, how much is of Jockey Camp, just to break it down, and maybe you've answered this before, but I wasn't here last time, how much of it is a physical, you know, on the equalizers and actually, you know, kind of around horses, and how much of it is kind of book work?
Well, I have the camp, like, split up in three different areas, workstations. We have what I call the media tent. That's where we have, like, our classroom sessions. And it's all with phone and television. It's all there, and we review races and we watch races together, and then we'll have discussions. And a lot of times, I mean, I have an agenda to follow, but a lot of times, the agenda will change according to what they're wanting to learn or at that very moment. And with our workstations, we have our media tent, then we have our racetrack, which is it's a 1 mile scale size model racetrack, and there. We do different exercises. They're mind games, mental exercises. They have to learn how to ride the gaps. Now, you don't have a real horse, so it's all up to you. You know, what's really neat to see is, imagine if you had a real horse. I mean, you don't know where you're going. So this is a really great rehearsal. It's almost like a dress rehearsal. You remove the horse, and they it's all up to them. I mean, they're on their feet. If they go the wrong direction or if they're on the wrong part of the track, at least they're not in danger. But they learn
you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Turn around.
But you know, there's a lot to it, Jamie. You know, you gallop some horses, right? I mean, riding the gaps or knowing where to be on the track. You know, whether you're jogging the wrong way or galloping off the right way, or if you're working a horse, or you know, all these things, you know, they
it's incredibly intimidating, Frankie. And just to kind of put it in perspective for the listeners, say, you know, I rode the baby, so I didn't breeze many horses. I breezed probably more towards the end of my exercise career, and that's when you really let them go, you know, as fast as you can. Well, when you're just working out the horses and trotting or galloping them, you've got to watch out for horses that are breezing, and they kind of get precedence. It's like riding in an arena, and you got a horse that's going faster than you to know kind of the etiquette, because in an arena, if you're trotting and somebody's cantering, you're not going to get killed, but you can get killed on the racetrack for those who don't follow the rules and you've got a horse that is coming at about 40 miles an hour behind you, and you're trotting down the little lane, well, you're not going to last very long at the racetrack. They'll get you out of there pretty quick. So you kind of teach them a little bit of racetrack etiquette?
Yeah, exactly. Etiquette is the exact phrase that I use. Also, like if there was a loose horse on the track or if the outrider needs to get you, you know, all these different tips how you would have to ride your horse accordingly to help that situation. So,
Frankie, the only time the outrider needed to get me, I had no charge of how I was riding my horse. I was just trying to stay on. And they never got me, by the way. The horse finally stopped.
Well, unfortunately, we all have our outrider stories where we had the help.
Help me.
Yeah. Jamie, I think you should come to Jockey Camp next year.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. That sounds so interesting. What is the third station? Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. It's in the Equisizer shop where we have Equisizers lined up. And there, and again, it depends on the student. Like this year, all of them were pretty much newbies. None of them had galloped on the track yet. Most of them were horse riders, though. But, you know, knowing the equipment, the saddle, the basic routine of proper mounting, getting tied on, adjusting your equipment, all these things you have to do on the fly when you're on a racehorse that they had to learn. It was all new to them. So imagine
yeah.
even the simple thing, checking your girth, pulling your stirrups down, making sure your girth is proper size. You don't know how many times I got on a horse at the racetrack and the girth's too big. Last thing you want to do is be walking out to the racetrack and you don't have any more holes left to tighten your girth.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody's ever
yeah.
done that, Frankie.
I cannot believe how many times that happens. And then, I mean, there's tying your knot in the reins. You know, people are like, why do you tie a knot in your reins? That's another thing in horse racing. But it's important to know and be good at it. And also be prepared if a horse gets away from you. You have to be able to do all this stuff with your eyes closed, which, I mean, tightening your girth, adjusting your equipment. So they learned all that. They also learn balance and position and form. You can really, with using the Equisizer, you could really see so easily when someone's out of position. The Equisizer obviously isn't going to jump out from underneath you, but you could imagine how I can adjust a few of the riders that ride horses that with just some slight adjustments, they'll probably be better riders when they go home.
Right. And having that kind of strength and that kind of savvy is going to help your riding in every discipline. You know, you're in the warm-up arena. You all of a sudden, peripheral, you can see a lot more because you've been trained to look at it. I got to ask you, do you work on, because this was the most embarrassing thing to me about working on the racetrack, when, say, you're going to get a leg up and you're at a horse show and your husband walks up to you and goes to give you a leg up and you count to three, one, two, three, and then you jump and then they throw you over. Well, nobody counts to three on the dang racetrack, Glenn. All they do is you put your leg up and they walk up to you and they lift you and they throw you on. I don't think one time I ever had a successful leg up at the racetrack because I'm like, wait. Let's count to three. And the guy that I worked for was like, I am not counting to three out here. This is embarrassing. And I'm like, just count to three. So I hope that they learn a little bit about getting the leg up. And if that's the case, I'll be a Jockey Camp first one to sign up for next
year.
There you
go. Well, it's funny you say that because there's a whole big segment on leg ups and the whole process and how it can be done successfully or it can be a big failure. And
it's important to learn, people. It's important to learn because don't be that guy. I was that guy.
I always wondered, Frankie, how many jockeys get thrown right over the horse. I always wondered that.
I'll tell you, it's very rare, but you know when it happens is when a trainer says to the owner, hey, you want to give the jock a leg up? And they've never given one before. I've had guys that just absolutely did not know what they were doing, and I'm like, oh, man, it's not good when someone doesn't know what they're doing. And it's as important for the person giving the leg up to know how what they're doing as getting the leg up. So that was a big part of jockey camp. But I had one guy, he just, you know, jockeys, we're very light. We can spring up. I mean, it barely takes any effort if you're good at it. Well, this guy just picked me up so high, and then he wouldn't let go of my leg. And so I'm trying to come down on the saddle, and he was still like I had my leg up, so my leg was like up over my hip, and I just wanted to kick him, get off me,
let me go,
I got a ride. But he almost, it wasn't so much he almost threw me over, but when I tried to come down, he didn't let go of my leg, and it almost like threw me to the side off the horse.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they teach that, because I was terrible at that. Terrible at that. And again, the trainer gets really embarrassed when you're like, can you count to three? And they're like, no. Get on the dating course.
And Glenn, do you know Frankie. What we're talking about? I'm sorry, Glenn. Yeah, but do you know what we're talking about when she says count to three? Do you know?
Yeah.
So we do it at jockey camp. You know, if someone was struggling with it, you can say, well, we don't go to three, Jamie. And, I'm sorry. Two, we go to two. Two is pretty standard. And you can tell, like a groom will say, understand two. But if you said three, that might be a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem, Frankie. It was embarrassing.
So they may not be able to count the three. But usually a jockey will do it on one. Some of the exercise riders, you'd have to get your groom's attention. You know, they may not speak English, so you have to make sure you get
their... I was just going to say, you have to know how to count the three in Spanish, too. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Arriba dos. Arriba dos, senor. Por favor. Arriba dos.
Hey, Frankie, I'm glad that it went well, and congratulations again on a terrific camp. We, you know, let us know next year, and we'll help out as best we can.
Thank you.
And I wanted to also say, did you see I got a pony, too? Now we're both pony owners?
I have not. I heard this news, and I actually was very, very excited for you, Glenn. There's nothing like... having your own pony.
Well, now we both do. I know you have popcorn, and I'm assuming popcorn's fat at the house by now, this time of summer. Am I right?
He was, yes. Well, I'm doing very, very well. I've been going to therapy. I go to pony therapy, and it's very, very hard. I've got an apple tree that is just, I mean, it's bursting out apples, and you know, it kills me because I want to give him one every time I walk past his pen. But I'm doing well.
Good.
But tell me about your pony.
Well, I got one. I rescued a little 12-2 hand Hackney. So, and I actually, if you go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page, we just posted a current picture. And thank you, all the listeners, for the nice comments. He's looking really good now. He's improved a lot. I think he's probably gained 100 pounds.
Wow.
And he's looking much better. See, I got one that was starving on the verge 2 days away from death.
Oh, my God.
Because then I knew I couldn't be accused of fattening my pony to too fat for at least a year. I'm good for a year, Frankie.
You're good.
And then all you all can start picking on me, just like we do Frankie about making his pony too fat. But now he is he's a neat little guy. I'm very happy. We named him yesterday P.T. Scooter after the Muppet. So
awesome.
His name is Scooter. And so we have popcorn and Scooter. We're going to have to get them together sometime.
Yes, they're going to have a play date.
<There you go. This is funny. Two adults here talking about our cute little pony. Aren't we? We're going to be watching My Little Pony soon, you know, going to brony conventions.
Aw. I see the picture of him.
No comment from Jamie on that one. Yeah, he's cute, isn't he?
He is.
I'm no comment. I'm glad you both are happy, and I'm glad you both have ponies, but I cannot tell you how weird it is to have a former jockey and my boss sit here and compare ponies.
We could tell pony stories. It'd be great, Glenn.
And on that note, we'll say goodbye, Frankie. Thanks for stopping by again.
Thanks for having me. If anybody wanted to see more about Jockey Camp, they can visit jockeycamp.com.
Jockeycamp.com.
And
Jockey World.
Yep, that's right.
Is the radio show going?
We did a nutritional segment during Jockey Camp that for JockeyWorldRadio.com. But since then, we've been just with the racing terminology videos. It's just so much work, and we just cannot. It's Kayla and I. We just cannot keep up anymore. So,
the show's on hiatus. Where can people find the tips, too, the racing terminology?
Well, we post them daily all over Facebook, but if they go to jockeyworld.org, it's right on the homepage. They're updated daily. So the racing term of the day today is, I think, paddock judge or patrol judge.
Very good. So, thanks, Frankie.
Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great day.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Frankie.
What's fun. He's always a lot of fun. Speaking of which, are you back to using your EquityMFG.com manure fork now? Are you back cleaning stalls?
No, I haven't cleaned a stall yet. I, you know, didn't sleep much yesterday, so the husband used the Equity to clean the stalls last night. No pasture because we've irrigated, so the horses are up. So extra stall cleaning for us on a daily basis.
I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying using the shaken fork. You know, when we clean the little pony stall, because he's such a pig, he just smushes it. He's one of those that just mushes it all around and makes soup. And having the Equity shaken fork is the best for piggy stalls because you know how much shaking you have to do on a piggy stall? It's like, oh, man, if you want to save any bedding at all, and using the fork, the shaken fork is just so nice because it shakes the head for you and it just does all the work. I save a lot more bedding that way than I ever did before, and pretty much all you're throwing away is the manure. So it was just, and the wet stuff. It just worked out really good. And we use the pellets, and for the pellets, the shaken fork is terrific. It's just terrific. I think you use one, too, now in your little stall areas, right?
I do. I have a shaken fork because we got bedding now. I finally found some that won't blow away. So it's kind of the heavier wood chips. And I'm sorry, but Equity is genius. They have different heads for these forks for whatever type of bedding that you have. And they had a type of bedding that was, or a type of, like, fork head. I don't know. What do you call it? It's all the tines and everything.
It's the head, yeah. They call it the head. Yep.
Yeah, the head. They have different head sizes for whatever kind of bedding is prevalent in your area or whatever you want. So you can actually customize your own Equity shaken fork, if that is indeed what you want to get. Now, is their flexing fork is just as awesome, so you want to check that out too. But they have something for everybody.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our listeners recently have been purchasing them, so we want you to head over to EquityMFG.com. We're going to have all 30,000 people with Equity forks here before long, and everybody
will
enjoy
the world,
cleaning
Glenn.
Again. That's right,
changing
we are.
The world.
One manure fork at a time. Let's take a break for Jared Rogerson, and we're going to play the title track off of his new CD. He's been doing a lot of gigs. He's been doing a lot of concerts and really out promoting the CD, and we like to help Jared any way we can. The name of the song is Dirt. The name of the CD is Dirt, and you can find it at jaredrogerson.com. We're going to be back. It's Really Bad Ad Day, and Jamie is back.
What this land's made of. Work is what this ranch is made of. No amount of money can buy. No amount of money can buy. Curse is what them colts put on me. Curse is my response immediately. And sometimes I don't know why. No amount of money can buy. It's a hard, hard life. But we got what we came for, and there is no one reason why. No amount of money can buy this dirt. Flirt is what she does with me, and it works. She's got a good hold on me, and no amount of money can buy. No amount of money can buy. Give them off our backs, I'm sure. Cause out here we do it like that. There's a feeling that you can't deny. It's something no amount of money can buy. It's a hard, hard life. But we got what we came for. where the best roads lead. Dirt, it's how I know I'm really free. And I wouldn't trade this way of life for anything. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for. And every day is a miracle, like the green, green grass that grows up out of. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for. And there is no one reason why, no amount of money can buy. There's no amount of money that can buy my dessert. Dirt, you can't afford this dirt.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson with his song, Dirt. I really like that song. It's off the, I really like the whole CD, actually. It's off of that new CD, so you can find it on his website at jaredrogerson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, here with Jamie Jennings today, back for Really Bad Ads. And, of course, Coach Jen is in the producer chair, and we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. For all of your supplement needs, visit kppusa.com. Hey, Jamie, before we get to Really Bad Ads, I just wanted to tell you I have a nice story for you today.
Oh, good.
And that is in San Bernardino County, or California, the San Bernardino County Sexual Assault Services was robbed on July the 31st. Robbers broke in about 10 p.m. that night and stole computers and screens and laptops and electronic equipment. Well, the responding officer to taking the statement and everything felt really bad about it because these people do such good work that he went out and started telling all the transients in the area and the homeless and things that this group does good work and explained what they did, helping people who have been the victims of the sexual assault. Well, they got another call that the alarm went off two nights later. The lady showed up that runs the services, and everything was that had been stolen was in a shopping cart at the front door. It had all been brought back and left at the front door. And when she was going through it, there was a note. And then the note said, "We had no idea what we were taking. Your stuff back. We hope you guys can continue to make a difference in people's lives. God bless." The robbers brought the stuff back.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Yes, they brought it back. And left a note. And by the way, everything in the note was misspelled. It was sort of like a really bad ad. now, she took a photo of the note, but the police took and, you know, fingerprinted everything and is still trying to find who did it. But yeah, it was one of those unique stories, for sure.
Wow. Wow. That never happens. So, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Well, before we get to Really Bad Ads, we do have one more commercial we need to do, and then Jennifer will be back also to tell us about the terrific prizes that we're giving away today. We'll be right back.
Glenn the Geek here. The life of horse person is hard enough, and we all hate doing the required paperwork, and unfortunately many of us never get around to it, and it just piles up on our desk. That is about to change thanks to the Equisketch Records app for your iPhone or iPad. My wife and I use it to track our horses, and we absolutely love this thing. Equisketch Records is the most thorough and complete equestrian records app on the market today. We love this app because you can track your farrier work, your dental, your coggins, medicines, worming, and so much more. And you can get reminders on your device when all of these things are due. You'll never forget a worming or shots or farrier visit again. But it not only tracks your horse, you can also manage your horse shows, including individual events. You can manage riders, including lessons and memberships, and so much more. And you can sync it between your iPhone and your iPad, and all of this for the price of a couple of cups of coffee from Starbucks. Search for Equisketch Records in the iOS App Store or go to equisketch.com. That's EQUISKETCH.com. Equisketch.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, and it's good to have Jamie back again, although Wendy told me yesterday she was disappointed because she loves doing Really Bad Ads so much. So, but it's good to have you back. Yeah, that's right. Jennifer, what are they winning today? We have another couple great prizes.
On this week's prize table, we've got the Grooming Essentials Tote from HorseGroomingSolutions.com. It is a lovely, high-quality tote filled with great products to keep your horse's coat in tip-top shape every day, like Silverado Detangler, Healthy Hair Care Hair Moisturizer, Healthy Hair Care Derma Clean Shampoo, which we need to get for your pony, Healthy Hair Care Sunflower Sunscreen, which we need to get for Beaker, and Silverado Coat Gloss Hair Polish, all in one giant tote. That's going to be about $75 worth of goodies for you. And also on the table, Dr. Rose's Remedies. Not just sample sizes. No, there's a 32-ounce hair care sunflower sunscreen. You bet. Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack is on the table. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-mother-in-law. Dr. Rose's Remedies are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective for treatment of scratches, abrasions, cuts, scrapes on horses, cats, and dogs. I love it for PT's dew poisoning. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
Kelly Peterson, one of our listeners, won some a couple of weeks ago, and she wrote on her Facebook page, I'm taking a moment to state that this product is amazing. She actually is using it on herself, even though it's not recommended for human use. And she said it's the only thing that's ever relieved a periodic bout of an allergy that she has that causes itching. And she said it's the only thing she's ever used that's relieved it, and it cleared it up twice as fast. So she said, thanks for introducing me to this stunning product. So it really does work. Why did I get the first one? By the way, these are ads that are submitted by our listeners from Craigslist or other places, and the names that we're giving you are the people who have submitted it, not the illiterate people that wrote them. So why did I get the first one? That has all the – there's no punctuation at all. You usually get those. Okay, here we go.
I had nothing to do with it, so you're in charge.
Denise sent this one in. I'm going to try and do this. No punctuation. Wendy is 9B years old and stands right at 14 hands. She's quiet and gentle and easy to catch, easy to saddle, bridle, and picks up feet. Easy. She is broke to ride. She has been trail road ever since spooked. She's fancy but broke, but plow reins, and she has nice stop and backup. Nice, she will be great family horse. I think if you can sit on her, you can ride her, asking $950. There are videos at 3G Pony Sales. Come take a look for a test ride. Very kind mare.
Wow. I love it when they say she's quite and gentle. Like, you really gotten a good horse if they're quite and gentle.
Quite and gentle, yes. She's quite and gentle. And she broke the plow reins, apparently. And I love how reins is spelled R-A-I-N-S. She's just plow reins.
Yeah. You and Frankie need to investigate 3G Pony Sales. You can have your own pony herd. Don't get him started. He's already shopping for a pair. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I found out that there's a lot of hackneys that look just like mine. I can have two.
They all look the same.
Yeah, that's right.
You can have a 4-in-hand, Glenn. 8-in-hand. Why not?
They're little. They don't eat much.
I know. Exactly. Rachel Rosenthal sent in the next one. And this is one of those, you want to call and go, did you get any calls? Because there's no way somebody called you and was like, I have exactly what you need. Horse wanted $1,000 in the Anvil and surrounding areas. I am looking for a horse that is priced from free to $1,000. Okay. Free to $1,000. You know, I was going to give it away for free, but now I know you'll pay $1,000, so what the hell. What I am looking for, between 1 and 5 years old, wanting a height between 15 and 16 hands, either black, dappled gray, paint, or buckskin. Must be halter broke. If over 3, must be green broke. I am willing to consider some vices, but no cribbing. We want to be able to have little kids ride this horse.
They want little kids to ride their Greenbroke 2-year-old?
Just saying.
Well, at least it'll be pretty because it's only going to be black, dapple, gray, pink, buckskin, Glenn. No bays or chestnuts allowed.
That's right. None of those crappy colors.
Why would you put children on a horse like that? Okay. Well, now this is the next line. This part's a stretch, but the rest of it wasn't a stretch. A broke horse with color for under $1,000. This part's the stretch, though. I would like to be able to board the horse at your house. I would come by daily to clean up, feed, work the horse, and do any other farm work you would like done. This is really a great opportunity for the both of us. Please email me and leave me your number the best time to contact you. Thank you very much. It's going
right.
to be great.
No call.
I'm going to get a I'm going to get a free horse from you. And then you're going to keep it at your house. And then I'll come by and I'll feed it and ride it. But this is a great deal for both of us. Really? Really? No call. Thanks, Rachel. That one's awesome.
Yeah, no call. Hey, Betty Faye sent this one in. You actually got a horse from Betty Faye. Black gelded. Oh, it's all in caps, too. So this person's screaming. Black gelded paint horse, beautiful. $500. Have a beautiful! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. 7-year-old paint horse, solid black, gelded, well-behaved, good ground manner, stands for farrier, well, mellow, good boy, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Rides but needs work. I got hurt at work and not riding, exclamation point, exclamation point. And I can't ride anymore, exclamation point, exclamation point. S blank blank T, exclamation point, exclamation point. What? Oh, okay. But would trade him for a good wood stove, what you got? Exclamation point, exclamation point. Never know, exclamation point. I just can't afford him anymore. He is well-fed and loved, very, very good horse. Packed meat out with him, good around kids. Packed meat out with him, good around kids. But needs an experienced ridder very, very fast. If interested in him, call. Boy, this person is dramatic. I mean dramatic. Exclamation point, exclamation point. There must be 1,000 exclamation points in this thing. What's
even
mean,
the title?
Meat out with him?
I think that means that he shot something and threw the dead carcass on top of the horse.
Oh, got it. Okay. I think you're right, actually.
That's disgusting. Yeah, that's
or I have an alternate explanation here. He could be one of those people we read about on stupid criminals that robbed a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. You always hear about them. They always rob like 80 pounds of ribs, and then you wonder where they put them.
Yeah. It's on the horse. On the horse. Well, Catherine, Kat, from A Year Tart Out, actually sent in the next one. And this is for a 5-year-old spotted saddle horse gelding $600. 5-year-old spotted horse gelding sent to a friend's house last summer to get trained. They rode him, R-O-A-D, him on trails and country roads. They said he was absolutely smooth to ride. Needs refreshed and miles put on him. He will let you saddle him, but will buck when you're getting in the saddle. He loves attention and really doesn't have any bad habits.
Except the bucking.
They gotta buck you off. He said he loads pretty good and stands for baths. He would make someone, how has the time for him, a good horse. He would make someone, how has the time for him, a good horse.
Let's review this. She sent it off to the trainers. got trained, the trainer said, oh, he has this habit of bucking. This person never rode the horse after that. If you read what she says or he says, you know, needs refreshed in hospital, he will let you, blah, blah, blah. He loves attention but doesn't have any bad habits. They said he loads good. So she, again, she has not done anything with this horse since the trainer. Nothing.
No, and it doesn't sound like the trainer did all that much either.
Still bucks when you get on. Oh, by the way, that's not a bad habit. Don't worry about that. Who worries?
He has no bad habits. Except for the fact, it's like me trying to say that Jet is a great horse. I'm like, Jet is such a great horse. He's awesome. He'll jump a car. However, he will butt you. He may kick you, and he will buck you off. Other than that, he's fantastic.
Stacey Ann sent this one in. This is short. I got two in a row here. First one is Mouser Needed in Snowflake Taylor, wherever that is. Need some free cats or kittens to work on my ranch. That's it. That's the whole ad. I'll tell you what, this shouldn't have been a problem. You know, they're dropping them off at your house every day.
I know.
This person begging for them.
Yeah, free cats are not hard to come by. But it just that made me think, free cats to work on my ranch? That made me think of that commercial where the guys on horseback are herding cats around. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. All right, the next one is by Marilee. Sent the following in. Comfortable ranch saddle, $820 in Arkansas. I am the one and only owner of this Billy Cook saddle. I bought it brand new. The only reason I am parting with my prized possession is I injured my back and I won't be able to ride. This saddle is too nice and of such superior quality to just set and not be ridden. It is in beautiful condition. All this rigging included, 15-inch seat. You will be able to pass this saddle onto your children and theirs if they ride. Please do not text me any questions. I am an older guy, and I don't know about texting. Best bet is to call me Dick. Any reasonable offer will be entertained. He has
this
a passion
is not,
for this saddle.
This is not like some sort of antique furniture. This is a saddle. You would think that this guy has something that Antique Roadshow would say, oh, this is worth $1 million. It's priceless. It's a saddle.
I know. And I'm guessing he's lonely and doesn't have a wife. That's my guess. There's no woman in his life because he's really bonded with this saddle.
Well, your children's children will ride on the saddle, Glenn, so it's a really big deal. Stacy Ann sent this one, 2007 Palomino Ranch horse, and this is in Laramie, $1,500.
Wyoming.
For sale, I guess so, yeah. For sale is a six-year-old grade Palomino mare. Previous owners say she goes back to son of a doc, so just riding her, you can tell she has some good bloodlines in her. I've been working with her.
I love when people say that, don't you?
Yeah.
I can tell the bloodlines by just sitting on the horse.
But she's not papered. You ain't got any papers. I've been working with her for ranch horse versatility showing. I brought her with me to ranch horse versatility practice and worked trail and pleasure class on her. Our coach said she did the most beautiful pleasure pattern that I did last spring. Candy moves her front and hindquarters well and is starting to neck rein well. I hauled her to my friend's ranch in the sand hills of western Nebraska and crossed the Wyoming-Nebraska state line through an underground tunnel beneath railroad tracks on her. I had her in Iowa for most of the summer. After getting back from my study abroad trip to France, I jumped on her after not riding her for a month and a half and gathered cows on her. I have her with me now in Laramie and rode her through the subway drive-thru on her. Hold on. I got to call BS. Have you ever seen a subway that had a drive-thru?
No, they're usually in gas stations, aren't they?
They don't have drive-thrus. Subways don't have drive-thrus. This girl's a liar. Well, Candy is 15-3 hands tall and is a very easy keeper. She's an excellent broke horse, has still tons of potential in her, and I'm selling her because I don't have the time to properly put in, blah, blah, blah. I work, college, everything else I have going. So this horse has been, if I can count, to Wyoming, to Nebraska, to Iowa, I don't know if she went to France or not. I can't tell. But
she had
and she has been to Subway drive-thru. I'm sorry, Subway doesn't have a drive-thru. But there you go.
Oh, and under the tunnel beneath the railroad tracks. Don't forget that.
Well, she crossed the west. She went through the Sand Hills. This sounds romantic. I went to my friend's ranch in the Sand Hills of western Nebraska, and I crossed the Wyoming-Nebraska state line through an underground tunnel beneath railroad tracks. Wow. It sounds beautiful.
It does. Hey, this person wrote a book. You know how we always say you're giving us too much information? Wendy's biggest complaints about these is they tell you their whole life story, and it's like, just get to the basics. Do we know how tall this horse is, by the way? Oh, it does say 15 3-hands. Okay, yeah. But $1,500, that's a good deal. You should go buy that. You should go buy that.
And their name is Candy. So
Candy.
There you go.
Yeah, can't beat that. Robin Kane sent this one in. Hi, Snickers is a beautiful 12-year-old paint mare. She's just like a big puppy dog. She. Yeah.
No punctuation. Take a deep breath.
Okay. Why did I get these today? You should have this one. I'll trade you. No, okay.
Do it.
Hi, Snickers is a beautiful 12-year-old paint mare. She's like a big puppy dog. She's had over 30-plus rides on her, but still a little green. I bought her as a project horse 5 years ago, and she has just sat. My 9-year-old goes and catches her and plays with her and rides her, and she just bucked me when I first got her, and she has scared me ever since. I did not take her on a trail ride with other horses, and she loved it. Loads well. Tell her to load, and she loads and picks up her feet, and just great to touch them, and here we are. I know right now must be a scam, but it's not. I have done everything on the ground. I just have time to finish her, and she desires it. So please email me with any questions. Got it?
Wait, did you say that if you tell the horse to load, she'll go load?
Apparently, my 9-year-old goes and catches her and plays with her and rides with her, and she just bucked me when I first got her. She scared me ever since, which means they haven't done a thing with it.
Well,
oh,
I just
you're right.
Like,
tell her to load, and she goes load. You're right. That's what she says.
Will she hook up the trailer? Hey.
Driver?
Go hook up the truck and trailer and then get in. We're going. That is worth the money. That's
and it's not a scam either. It's not a scam. Not a scam. 30-plus rides and a little green and we'll buck you off. But that's not a problem. Don't worry about that because she loads by herself. Can't
and believe it or not, this is a real ad. This is not a scam. I have a horse that's actually this awesome. Okay? This awesome for this cheap. He'll buck you off. I don't know the name of the next person because it's just their email address, but Merle is the first part of the email address. And it's
we're going with Merrily on that one.
Well, my granddaddy's name was Earl, so I'm going with M.
Merle.
Merle.
Okay.
I like Merle.
Merle.
I'm going with Merle, too.
Merle.
Yeah. Gray mare, $500, and this is in Irvington, Alabama. 12-year-old gray mare for sale. It's Alabama. You got to do the accent. Cheyenne is a super sweet, in-your-pocket mare who needs an experienced rider. She can be lazy at times, but she can be stubborn and barn sour. She's an easy keeper. Never had any health issues.
Never.
Perfect feet. Perfect feet and barefoot. She's been used for trail riding, but needs someone who will ride her more than a couple times a month. Up to date on shots and warming, but needs a current coggin. I may trade for a gelding. It's not a bad ad. It's just Alabama. So
we've had a lot of horses with a lot of issues. Most of them will buck you off. This one's stubborn and barn sour, so probably you're going to end up on a very fast path back to the barn after your trail ride. I'm just saying.
Well, no, she's lazy. So the problem with this horse, hear it's lazy and can be barn sour and stubborn, this is a horse who balks. Like, you got to take it out
and
it stops. And you have to kick. And at that time, that's when the horse either lays down or flips a lid and runs back to the barn. So good times. I'm really in the market. So,
$500.
I'll trade it for a dead broke gelding. Dead Broke Yelling, I'll trade it. What
Mel deal? Donald from Australia, she has been on a roll lately finding the trailers. This is our trailer pick of the week. Jamie will describe it in a second. Let me tell you what the ad says. For sale, two-bay straight-load homemade float. That's their word for trailer in Australia. Canvas detachable roof, light truck tires, and heaps of tread. New mag wheels. Wow. Steel floor, new wiring, electric brakes, need new timber tailgate and steel shell panels. Is registered $2,500.
Oh, my God.
Usually they're $400. This lady wants $2,500 for this wooden monstrosity.
Okay, so to break it down, it is a straight load homemade trailer. And let me just tell you that when it says straight load, I believe this is a one horse because it's very narrow. When it says it has a detachable roof, that's because it's tarp. There is like some sort of strung over tarp canvas thing on the top of their car. By the way, the entire thing is a gorgeous rusted color shade of powder blue. Gorgeous. I mean, there's
Oh, you forgot the racing stripe.
Oh, I was about to say, somebody painted without using, this is talent, Glenn, because if why use painter's tape? You know, why use that? They freehanded painted a stripe all the way across the front of it. It looks fantastically beautiful. So this whole thing, you're $2,500. What a steal. What a steal.
It is. And Jennifer's going to post the picture. Jennifer's going to post the picture on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. You'll find it over there. And post the whole ad there, Jennifer. Hey, we're going to end on this one. I got to do this one, though. And we'll save the other ones for next week. But Uta sent this one in, and I just love this ad. Today, only two horses for sale. Apparently yesterday there were probably six. Who knows? Two geldings for sale today only. Tri-colored 6-year-old 16-hand greenbroke, black 7-year-old 16 one-hand gelding greenbroke. Easy keepers with great feet. They are greenbroke. Oh, by the way, did you get the greenbroke part? I don't want to sell them. However, my car broke down, and I have to replace it before tomorrow when I have to go to work. I will trade for a vehicle. Please don't lowball me. I am open to all offers. I really need them to go, and preferably to go today. Black gelding would make a great show horse and a little work, beautiful confirmation. Come out and ride them today and take one or both home. Text me as I have bad service here. There you go. Come and get it today. I need a car by tomorrow. I can't go to work.
I don't even understand. They don't even say what kind of horses they are.
Doesn't matter, but they're greenbroke, so he couldn't ride them to work, so he really needed a car. So if you've got any kind of piece of crap car, show up. You can get yourself two great horses, greenbroke.
You can show them. What a deal. What a deal.
His horses are greenbroke, and apparently his car is all the way broke. So there you go.
Nice.
That was from Uta.
Nice.
All right, you guys have to pick the winners. You and Jennifer pick the winners. I have the Grooming Essentials Tote from Horse Grooming Solutions, full of about $70 worth of Silverado and healthy hair care stuff.
Man, I don't know. There's two ads. Well, I loved Cats, the one that she sent the horse to a trainer, but it has no bad habits. But it will buck you off.
Yeah, but we got a lot of mileage out of the bucking part. Do you want to give Kat that one?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. And Kat, congratulations on winning that one. Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Who's going to win that? Full of his all-natural products.
Jennifer, do you have an idea? Where's he at? I kind of liked the Merle, the Merle's gray mare in Irvington, Alabama. It was all about the presentation, but it's still a winner in mind.
Yeah, you did a great job with that one. She deserves it because you were good.
Well, Merle, you owe me some Dr. Rose's Remedies. Share it with me.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and thank you for sending your ads in. You can send the next batch in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. If you have sent some in and you didn't hear yours, It's because there are a stack of them. We didn't get to all of them today because Jamie and I just like doing this too much and we talk too much. So we will get to them in the future. Keep sending them in, though, and we'll keep putting them up. Jamie, thank you so much. It was so nice to have you back on the show again. Now, are you going to be here Monday?
I plan on being here Monday, so I will talk to you then. I mean, you never know.
I know.
I plan on.
I know. All right, I'll plan on it. Thank you, everybody, for the nice notes and for this week, for all the help you gave horses this week and for all you did for all the horses all over the country. We really appreciate your efforts. And just have a terrific weekend. Enjoy it. Get a ride in. Wear your helmets. And download our app. Download our app. iPhone, Android. Go to the App Store and do horseradionetwork.com. People are loving it and download it by hundreds. So get yours today.
Awesome. See you, Jamie. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Glenn. Spay, neuter, and geld. Come on. I got to say it.
Thank you for all your help this week, Jennifer. Yes, and stuff.
Have a great weekend. I'm going back to bed.